Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ren Lavoie, one of the best hockey insiders in North America from TV Ah Sports in Montreal, joins us right now. The Penguins and Canadiens, the presumed opening round matchup with this 24-team proposal that is, to the best of my knowledge, we'll see what Ren says, hasn't been totally finalized yet. How close are we, Ren, to this being a reality?
Well, real close, I think. Honestly, we're waiting for the NHLPA executive vote tonight. Normally, we'll have a decision. If not, it's going to be sometime tomorrow. But I feel like the players, they want to be back. They want to finish, obviously, and start and finish the playoffs. It's going to be good for the game. I think, you know, there's obviously some glitch. The fact that the Canadiens are in, to be honest, it's probably an issue for a lot of players. They don't think that teams like Chicago or Montreal deserve to be in the playoffs. When you look at what they're saying, I'll say that they're right. You know, the Canadiens before the shutdown, they had only 1% chance of making the playoffs. You look at the Pittsburgh Penguins, obviously, still one of the best teams in the league. So is it fair? I don't think that right now there's anything fair. Mm-hmm. I think what needs to be done is to make sure that the game's going to be back at one point. And I think that's what everybody's focused on right now.
Ren, why do you think, the sources you've talked to, the people you know, why do you think Montreal was included in this?
Well, quite simple. If you look at the overall standing, okay, mm-hmm. You know that there's 31 teams in the NHL, mm-hmm. right? So there's the Western Conference, there's the Eastern Conference. 24 teams. If you look at the overall standing, you have 12 teams in the East, you have 12 teams in the West, which is exactly what the league was looking for. Second of all, I think most importantly, I should say, you look at, you know, we're talking about the Montreal Canadiens or the Chicago Blackhawks, but we can put, you know, the New York Rangers. I don't think the Rangers would have made the playoffs. So those three markets are huge in hockey, as you know. Mm-hmm. So the media attention, even if they'll probably be no media in those cities where the hockey is going to be played, at least they're going to be a buzz. Fans in Montreal, Chicago, New York, they're going to watch the games. There's no Olympics, as you know, this summer. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a really good window, I think, for NHL hockey. Probably that's the biggest reason why. I think you need to think outside the box right now to look at what's going on around the world and say, hey, we had a chance to put our product out there. Yes, it's going to be unique. There'll be no fans in the stands. But this is the reality of 2020, and after that, we're going to focus on next season.
Ren Lavoie, TV Sports NHL Insider, joining us from Montreal. The Carey Price thing, it's got to be flattering for him, right, Ren? That everybody seems, and I made this point to our audience here in Pittsburgh, it's not really that Penguins fans are freaking out about Price. It seems like it's mostly internal inside the NHL, and a lot of it comes from that player poll from a couple of months ago when the NHL players said that Carey Price was the best goaltender in the league.
Well, you know what? In fairness, that's probably one of the reasons why it's a best of five series right now. It could have been a best of three at the beginning, and I think that would have really helped the Montreal Canadiens. But the fact that that playoff series is now a little longer, probably it's going to be quote-unquote easier for the Pittsburgh Penguins. The reality in hockey, and you've watched tons of hockey, I'm pretty sure, is sometimes goalies, when they're pretty hot, they can make sure that they're going to win that, not only that game, that playoff series. And in Montreal, if you look at the goalies over the years, especially Patrick Roy, Patrick was the best goalie in the league when he was playing, and he won two Stanley Cups with the Montreal Canadiens because he was on top of his game. If I can compare, he was quote unquote the Michael Jordan of hockey at the time, the guy who can change the game by himself. Honestly, same mentality. He was that big. So can we compare Patrick Roy to Carey Price? I'll say not really. Different eras, obviously. But there's something about Carey. And Carey wants to win that Stanley Cup. That's why what he's focusing on right now. Obviously, is it going to be because it's going to be unique? Is it going to be the Canadiens' advantage? Maybe. Mm-hmm. That's probably why teams don't like the fact that, Carey Price will be in the playoffs. But that being said, let's be honest here. Pittsburgh Penguins are a great team. I do believe that that core group, is close to win another Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. The window is still open.
Yeah.
So there's still a chance, and I'm pretty sure that when we're talking about Sidney Crosby, best player in the league right now, still, and I'm pretty sure that he had the chance over the last few weeks to see, The Last Dance about Michael Jordan
sure.
on TV,
yeah,
and it's inspiring.
I bet
if you're an athlete, if you're a leader on your team, it's going to inspire you at one point. And I feel like I'm not saying that Sidney Crosby is going to be a better player. He doesn't need, The Last Dance to be a better player. But if it can give maybe a little edge just by the fact that he's looking at how Michael was approaching the games, you never know. But you know what? I was watching The Last Dance. And I went back to that Stanley Cup final between the Penguins and the Predators with all that PK Subban thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
And and I don't know if you remember the face-off of the next game. Sidney Crosby took the puck on the face-off. It wasn't he went on a breakaway. He didn't score, but he set the tone.
Oh, yeah.
And he set the tone. That's Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
He's the type of guy who can set the tone. And that's why I do believe, like, in a way, Sidney Crosby is the Michael Jordan of this era.
Ren Lavoie joining us, TVA Sports, up in Montreal. Last one for you, Ren, before we let you run. Where do you think this series gets played? Where do you think we'll see Penguins and Canadiens?
You know what? Sadly, it's not going to be in Montreal and in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Love the Steel City. When you look at it, I think right now the NHL is waiting to see what's going to happen in Canada. Mm-hmm. I think that they want more flexibility from the country. And I guess if you're looking at the Eastern Conference, Toronto could be a good place.
Okay.
But is it going to happen? That's a big question mark, to be honest with you. If not, I was thinking about maybe Tampa, but they don't have enough rinks. It's a great area, but now if you're going with 12 teams, that's going to be a lot of teams in one place. I honestly don't know. Maybe again, Columbus could be in the mix, but we'll see. If it's Columbus, could be great for the Pittsburgh area, obviously, because it's close. There'll be no fans in the stands, but at least if you want to celebrate in a way, it's going to be close. Yeah.
Ren Lavoie, TVA Sports, NHL Insider. Ren, thank you so much. Appreciate it, man.
Have a good one.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.